Welcome to Zichu Dasi. My name is Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Hey, the seventh Perek Merubah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rav said, "Moda b'knas v'achuchach bo edim pater. One who admits being liable to a fine and edim then come and testified to his liability, he is still pater." Shmuel disagrees and says he's chayev. Rav challenged him from a brisa. Raw edim shemimash mashim uvayim. If the thief saw edim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted and based on he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays karen and not kefil. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, Yavo edim v'yaidu, let the edim come and testify, and the thief will pay kefil. Shmuel concedes that the Tanakhama agrees with him, but says that Rabbi Elazar supports him. Rav can say that all Tanaim agree with him. Although Rabbi Elazar obligates the thief in kefil, that is only here. The kamodi machmas bi asusa de edim, since he only admitted because of his fear of the approaching edim. But in Rav's disagreement with Shmuel, the modi ma'atma, where he admitted on his own, Elazar can agree he's exempt from kenas. Point number two, Rav Hanun reason that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and edim testified as much. Shrei chayv atzma b'kirin, because he obligated himself in paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if edim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then edim testified so, he does pay dal v'hei. Shrei pater atzma makum, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay kenas. Rav challenged him from the proof brought against Rav, from the incident of Rav Gamliel's slave Tavi. Rabbi Yeshua implied that edim coming after Rav Gamliel's admission would set his slave free. There, Rav Gamliel's admission did not require payment, yet Rav Huna did not defend Rav with this distinction. Rabbi Yochanan also stated that only one who admits to a liability remains exempt from the kenas after edim testify. Rav Ashi brings support from a Mishnah and a Braisa. And point number three, in a brisa, Simcha says, "Hen meshalmin tashumi kefil, the zomimim pay kefil, who meshalm tashumi shloshu lapar, ushnaim la'ayal." And the thief pays the additional threefold payment for shechting a bull and twofold for a ram. Simchas could not be discussing a case recorded in the brisa, and Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika eventually explains the case. Edim testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted or sold, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other edim, whom he named. The first pair was exposed as zomim, and the other edim later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the zomim pay the kefil. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these edim would not be punishable, even if they are later found zomim. The Rabbanan hold, kol edishi atayachu hazima will have yeedus. Any testimony which you cannot refute through hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold. The Mora clarifies that ordinarily, such as edim, who do not identify the time of the incident, Simchas agrees with the Rabban and only argues here where the reason they cannot be punished through Hazama is because the thief supported their testimony. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rav said, "Moda b'knas v'achuchach bo edim pater. One who admits being liable to a fine and edim then come and testify to his liability is still pater." Shmuel disagrees and says he's chayev. Rav challenged him from a brisa. Raw edim shemimash mashim uvayim. If the thief saw edim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted and based on he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays karen and not kefil. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says, Yavo edim v'yaidu, let the edim come and testify, and the thief will pay kefil. Shmuel concedes that the Tanakhama agrees with him, but says that Rabbi Elazar supports him. Rav can say that all Tanaim agree with him. Although Rabbi Elazar obligates the thief in kefil, that is only here. The kamodi machmas bi asusa de edim, since he only admitted because of his fear of the approaching edim. But in Rav's disagreement with Shmuel, the modi ma'atma, where he admitted on his own, Elazar can agree he's exempt from kenas. Point number two, Rav Hanun reason that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and edim testified as much. Shrei chayv atzma b'kirin, because he obligated himself in paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if edim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then edim testified so, he does pay dal v'hei. Shrei pater atzma makum, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay kenas. Rav challenged him from the proof brought against Rav, from the incident of Rav Gamliel's slave Tavi. Rabbi Yeshua implied that edim coming after Rav Gamliel's admission would set his slave free. There, Rav Gamliel's admission did not require payment, yet Rav Huna did not defend Rav with this distinction. Rabbi Yochanan also stated that only one who admits to a liability remains exempt from the kenas after edim testify. Rav Ashi brings support from a Mishnah and a Braisa. And point number three, in a brisa, Simcha says, "Hen mishalmin tashumin kefil, the zomimim pay kefil, who mishalm tashumin shloshu lepar, ushnaim la'ayel." And the thief pays the additional threefold payment for shechting a bull and twofold for a ram. Simcha's cannot be discussing a case recorded in the brisa, and Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika eventually explains the case. Adim testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted or sold, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other Adim, whom he named. The first pair was exposed as Zomim, and the other Adim later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the Zomim pay the kefil. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these Adim would not be punishable, even if they are later found Zomim. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Edishia Tayachu Hazima will have Ye'edis. Any testimony which you cannot refute through Hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold. The Mora clarifies that ordinarily, such as Adim, who do not identify the time of the incident, Simchas agrees with the Rabbanan and only argues here where the reason they cannot be punished through Hazama is because the thief supported their testimony. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Ein Hey, and our standard Simon is an Am Haaretz, So here goes. The Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Adim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay. Dalad Vehei was totally confused why a second set of Adim, who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be Zomamim, did not have to pay. Once again, slow motion. The Am Haaretz thief, Am Haaretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Adim coming to testify against him, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Ra Adim Shememash Mashim Volume. If the thief saw Adim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted in basin that he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays Karen and not Kefa. Rav Shimon says, Yabo Adim Yaidu, let the witnesses come and testify, and the thief will pay kefil. So the Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Adim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay. Dalad Vehei, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna reasoned that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and Adim testified as much, Shrei Chayv Atzma Bekeren, because he obligated himself on paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if Adim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then Adim testified so, he does pay Dalad Vehei, Shrei Pata Atzma Lakun, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay Kanaz. So the Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Adim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dalad Vehei, was totally confused why a second set of Adim, who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be Zomim, did not have to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a case where Adim testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted or sold the animal, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other Adim whom he named. The first pair was exposed as Zomim, and the other Adim later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the Zomim pay the kefil. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these witnesses would not be punishable even if they are later found Zomim. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Edishi Atayachu Hazima will have Ye'edis. Any testimony which you cannot refute through Hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold. So once again, the Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Adim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dalad Vehei, was totally confused why a second set of Adim, who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be Zomim, did not have to pay. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazar. Daf Ein Av. So the Simmer Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The donkey driver, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Av. E-Aw. The donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him Dalad Vehei, which reminds us. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir does obligate the thief Dalad Vehei for shechting on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the brisa's case is Botoveh Chal Yedei Acher, where he shechts it through another person. The shliach receives the death penalty, and the thief pays Dalad Vehei. The Gemara says that the thief should not pay Dalad Vehei because Ein Shliach Kodvar Avera. Rabbi answers that Dalad Vehei is an exception because the Torah compares selling the animal with shechting it. Just as selling involves another person, the buyer, shechting could also be done through a shliach. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole his sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dollar the hay, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maaser Shabbos, and Shabbos is Kodesh, like Hagdish, which reminds us, although a mission teaches that if one shechs on Shabbos, the animal is permitted to eat, the Rabbanan and a Braisa follow Rabbi Yochanan Sandra, who said about an intentional shechita on Shabbos, it may never be eaten either by him nor by others. This is because Shabbos is called Kodesh, comparing it to Hekdesh. Ma Kodesh Asur Bachila, just as Hekdesh is forbidden in consumption of Maaser Shabbos Asur Bachila, so too the products of a Shabbos violation are forbidden in consumption. So the donkey driver who saw that the thief who stole a sheep had a shliach shechted on Shabbos, obligating the thief to pay him dal the hay, prohibiting the sheep's meat to him and others forever, since it was Maaser Shabbos and Shabbos is Kodesh like Hekdesh, was comforted knowing he had at least received 5 half cattle from a thief who stole his ox and shechted it, and only admitted what he had done to his partner, which reminds us. Rava asked Rav Nachman, Ganav shor shel shnei shutafin utvachu, if one stole an ox of 2 partners and shechted it, behodel echad mehen, and admitted his liability to one of them, exempting himself from paying the knas of dal vehei to that partner, does he pay dal vehei of the other partner's share if witnesses later testify to his guilt? Do we say, chamisha bakar amar rachmana? The Torah said he must pay 5 cattle, and this implies chamisha chatzai bakar, but not 5 half cattle. Or do we say that 5 half cattle are included in the Torah's penalty? He responded that one does not pay 5 half cattle, but later retracted and said that one does pay 5 half cattle to that partner. Daf Ayin Beis. So the Simur Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of birthday cake. So here goes. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake. Thick birthday cake? That must be more on Daf Ayin Beis. Of. The thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, which reminds us the Gemara discusses whether ein lo shechita el basof or metchila va'adsof regarding doing shechita of chulin in the azara. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the Adim Zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal, or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Ganav al pishnaim, if one stole an animal according to the testimony of 2 Adim, and he shecked it or sold it according to their testimony, and they were found to be zomi, meaning other witnesses testified that they were elsewhere at that time, they pay everything, the entire dal v'hei. If the shechita or sale was established by different edim and all were found zomim, the first pair pays kefa and the second pair pays the remaining threefold for an ox. If only the latter pair was found zomim, the remaining testimony stating that he only stole it, the thief pays kefa and the zomim pay the remaining threefold. So the thief stole the long knife that was meant to cut the thick birthday cake to shech the stolen sheep and the azara from beginning to end, while the children played spot the edim zomim game, trying to detect whether it was the kids who testified they saw the birthday boy steal or the kids who testified they saw him do the shechita, as the kid who was already out as an aid zomim was told lemafreya hu nipsal, which reminds us Amoraim dispute when an aid found to be an aid zomim is disqualified for subsequent testimonies. Abai says lemafreya hu nipsal, he's disqualified retroactively from the moment of testimony, and any testimonies afterwards are disqualified because from the moment he testified he became a rasha, and the Torah disqualifies a rasha's testimony. Rava says makanu habal hu nipsal, he's only disqualified from now onward aid zomim chidushu, because the discrediting of an aid zomim is a novelty, dahad trei betreininu, because the contradicting testimony is really 2 against 2. Therefore, what reason do you see to heed the second aidim discrediting the first? Heed the first aidim who testified they were there. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the Simur Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The giant ostrich egg timer. Giant ostrich egg? That must be on Daf Ayin Gimel egg. The giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the aiding were found to be zomim, that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus about 2 testimonies given within toch kedei dibur, and the second aid is as huzam. So the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the aiding were found to be zomim, that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, had 2 settings, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, and the shorter, Shalom Alecha, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that there are 2 time frames for Tokedei Dibur. Number 1, Kedei She'el is Tamad Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Rabbi Yossi does not hold this time frame joins 2 statements into 1. And number 2, Kedei She'el is Harav Otamid, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalom Alecha. Rabbi Yossi considers this time frame 1 Dibur. So, the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Edim were found to be zoming that a thief shechted a sheep, testified Toch Kedei Dibur of their first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori and the shorter Shalom Alecha, and had a warning to all Edim inscribed on it that said, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, which reminds us, Rava said that if Edim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Edim, rendering their Edus ineffective, and later they were found Zomim, they're killed. Although their Edus was contradicted before they were found Zomim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish L'nigma, but the process was not completed. Daf Ein Dalet, so the Simran Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim, that must be a Daf Ein Dalet, aid. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zoming by a third set, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce's case of three sets of witnesses. The first pair testified that a master destroyed the slave's tooth and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found zoming. The Bryce says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zoming by a third set, as Edim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus, which reminds us. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Edim who were contradicted and later found zoming are killed. It proves Rabbi Elazar holds they're not killed because he said, Edim shehuchu shebenefesh lokim, witnesses who were contradicted about their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, receive lashes. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zoming by a third set, as Edim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus. Past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved's eye, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident where Rabbi Gamliel blinded his slave Tevi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave, but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave them forever. Yeshua informed that his admission was ineffective because there were no witnesses. This implies that if witnesses would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf de Malchus is about two testimonies given, Toch de Dibur, and the second Edus is Huzam? That's on daf Ein Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you have a question whether a Moda Kanas has to pay if his admission does not obligate him to pay anything? That's on daf Ein He. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you have a case where a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being Zomim by a third set? That's on daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you have a thief will be chayv dal the hay when he has a shliach shech the animal on Shabbos? That's on daf Ein Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Malchukas if a thief has to be careful if he admits to a theft when he sees Edim coming? That's on daf Ein He. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you want Chachasha Tchilas Hazamehi? That's on daf Ein Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have of Malchukas if Edus Shiyatayahu Hazima applies to a case where the Edim would not be punished since the thief admitted to their testimony? That's on daf Ein He. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you malchukas whether an eid zomim is disqualified with mafreya or makana l'habad? That's on daf Ein Beis. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you malchukas when Rabbi Gamliel's admission that he blinded his slave Tavi's eye was ineffective because there were no aiding? That's on daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss writing an urkasa, a power of attorney, for metaltalin? That's on daf Ayan. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.